Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. Newcastle's takeover speculation is ramping up, as on Tuesday reports suggested that Mike Ashley may finally be close to agreeing to sell the club. That is after a company's house charged filing has been made public, a copy of the specific documentation has been obtained, and it revealed that PCP Capital Partners LLP are now engaging with St James Holdings Limited. The parties are involved in a charge, which the definition of a charge is the security that a company gives for a loan. For example, a mortgage is a type of charge. PCP Capital Partners is Amanda Staveley's company, while St James Holdings Limited belongs to Mike Ashley. Moving on, and Newcastle are eyeing up a summer move for Portuguese midfielder Rafa Silva from Benfica. Silva is supposedly unsettled at Benfica and favours a move to the Premier League this summer. The creative midfielder scored 9 goals and made 6 assists in all competitions for the current Premier League champions, but he has still been a bit part player in this season. Newcastle, though, only want to pay £15 million for Silva, while Benfica value the 26-year-old at £25 million. And finally, Newcastle midfielder Matty Longstaff is one of the worst-paid Premier League players, with the 20-year-old picking up just £850 per week at St James's Park. However, that hasn't stopped him from donating a chunk of his wages to the Premier League NHS Fund. Premier League players have often been criticised during this coronavirus pandemic for not doing enough to raise money for the hard-working NHS. However, last week they revealed they have set up a bank account for players to donate some of their wages that will go directly to the NHS. Longstaff has said to have contributed to this, as he's put some of his £850 a week wages to the fund. That's all for now. We'll have more later.